here on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We didn't have racing at the Texas Motor Speedway this weekend, at least not on Saturday and Sunday, but we did have a really awkward moment between me and Jeff Gordon, and we'll tell that story here in 20 minutes. Right now it's time for Muse in the News with the great Gordo, brought to us by D&M Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you, good, strong Giorgio. Well, our top story today is that the Boston Marathon is being run by Junior Miller, our very own, the Ticket's own Junior Miller. And, you know, I was so thankful that when we drew the names out of the hat to which ticket member is going to run the Boston Marathon this year, it was Junior.
Because he's the only one who's been training.
Yeah. I mean, like, George and I have been sweating this out for the past few years. Thank goodness we haven't been called yet.
What if it had gone to us?
Because we draw the names only like 4 weeks before the race. So it's not a lot of time.
Right.
So Junior's up there running that in Boston, and we're going to be following his progress throughout the morning. Also, there's Tracy Jukic of Allen who's running in this. You know that name? I probably got it wrong. Jukic.
Yeah.
She was on The Biggest Loser. She's lost 100 pounds.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah, and now she's going to run the Boston Marathon.
That's why we have Mike Ducey in for Junior Miller this morning. What's the furthest you've ever run in a race?
You know, I've run a couple of half marathons, actually. Yeah, it's been a few years, but I try if...
Because you've let yourself go now. I mean,
I'm not. Obviously, I'm not. But the one form of exercise that I can stick with is jogging. So to say I run is almost a stretch. But I shuffle. I get my mileage in every week. Mile and a half, 2 miles a week. But I do know what it feels like to run a half marathon. I'd like to do a full before I keel over. And maybe I would keel over right after the
full. Yeah, do you fear
full.
That? Do you fear if you did a full that you may...
I fear that every moment of the day, actually.
Oh, my.
Anyway, Gordon, back to you.
Thank you so much, Mike. So our best wishes, our thoughts, and prayers with Junior Miller and that chick from Allen who was on The Biggest Loser who was up there running it. Those are the only two people I know from the Metroplex and running.
That's all that matters.
Now, I know you guys joke and do comedy and stuff, but...
Very generic statement.
You know, Craig's accomplishment is amazing.
I know. It kind of makes us feel
earlier.
Spare.
I mean, this guy, you know, had made his name on the bike, and then all of a sudden, yeah, I think I'll take up running. And his first marathon, his time was amazing, as I remember.
I know. Kind of makes us feel kind of spare.
And then before you know it, he's going by himself to Ohio to run marathons, and I worried about him at that point.
Yeah, those are cover stories for something. I don't know what's going on there.
Some reason he had to drive a camper the whole way. I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, it was filled with latex masks and things like that.
Huh. But now, as he's in quote-unquote Boston, we do wish him the best.
Right. So he's in Boston. No word on... how another guy got the name Boston. That's kind of weird, but he's in Boston right now. Thank
horrible.
You, Deuce, for being here. Hey, I want to give another special shout out. You know, I'm like the biggest privacy freak on the station. Don't talk about my family too much and everything, but I have a family member in the hospital.
Oh, really?
My 92-year-old grandmother,
listens to the show every day.
Huge P1, which makes me incredibly uncomfortable. Because I told her when she moved out here, you know, she was getting infirmed. And I said, yeah, you know, she goes, and what's that radio station? I want to listen to that radio station. I was like, ugh, Grandma, I don't know. It's kind of geared not so much towards any of the values that you raised us with, you know, so maybe not. And she became a huge P1 and loves it.
How do we fare in women 70 to 92?
I don't know. I'm hoping that she participates in the ratings at some point because we do well in that 92-year-old female demographic.
Just like Channel 8. Yeah, go ahead.
Why does he want to get a shot in on Channel 8?
Who said that? That's a drop.
He was bitching about this during break about how you guys are such Channel 8 homers. It's sickening.
I can't remember what I ever said that so that you threw a drop in. What's your grandmother's name, if in fact
Mary.
Any of this story is true?
Her name is Mary.
Well, let's hope Mary feels better.
Do you explain the bits at all? I mean, are there references, just some
of the stuff
you throw out there?
Yeah,
she just likes hearing your voice on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
She loves this program. So we hope that she gets better as she is recuperating. All right, we had a record losing streak in the Texas lottery. Did anyone win it on Saturday? I don't think they did.
It's up for 700 and something million, right?
Or 250 million. We've now had 51 straight drawings in which no one's won the jackpot. So it's really getting up there, money-wise. It's like, I think on Saturday they were drawing, the Powerball drawing was for $212 million. The Texas, Lotto Texas jackpot was $78 million. But that jumps up, right?
I'm going to buy on Wednesday. That's next drawing.
Boy, I am too. Can I please win the lottery to just somehow justify the years of money mismanagement that I've been engaged in?
Do you guys buy lottery tickets, though,
not
seriously?
Not anymore. I hadn't in a long time.
I used to many years ago, but I haven't.
It's something that just never really enters my mind, and I don't know why that is.
It's probably because the millions you make from Channel 4.
Because you're one of those high-paid TV guys, and we're lowly radio guys. Mm-hmm. Don't make anything.
Yeah, I walked right into that, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. You sure did.
Sorry.
You know, it's getting so bad that it's so bad the economy out there is.
How bad is it?
Well, that even NFL players are turning to sort of some weird stuff to just make a little bit
more
money.
Okay, get to the point, Johnny. What?
Just weird stuff. God, how did we watch him if he talked like that all the time?
It wasn't quite that
greatness,
drawn out.
Best ever. You know it.
Former Dallas Cowboy Kirk Vollers pleaded guilty on Friday to federal charges that he conspired to distribute more than 100 kilos of hydroponic marijuana.
How old is he now?
He's 31. And he faces 5 to 40 years in prison and a $2 million fine.
Another 90s cowboy.
What's going on? Why could those guys not stay out of massive drug distribution?
I don't know. That is a long list.
Investigators found a black bag in Voller's Coppell home containing $380,000 in cash.
And that's unusual because...
see, Mike can't identify with it. He's so wealthy.
I don't know if he really... I mean, when you think of cowboys of the 90s, though, do you really think of Kirk Vollers?
I do.
I mean, I'm thinking he's only with the team for...
You're saying when I'm thinking of cowboys
years?
Of the 90s that I can call up and buy from immediately? Yeah, I think of him.
Are you frantically looking up the years of Kurt Vollers?
Yeah, because
he played
thinking...
If I remember, I think he played from 2002 to 2005.
Oh, he was an odd cowboy. Okay, I thought he was 90s.
Yeah, he wasn't 90s.
2002 to 2004.
So was he? Yeah, was he a
white? Is that what you're asking?
Is that a
Dave Campo Parcells guy?
Yeah.
See,
I'm saying Parcells just had no discipline over that team.
So he said that. Get this, 1 kilo of hydroponic marijuana. What is 1 kilo of hydro sell for? Mike knows this.
What differentiates hydro? Is it hydroponic?
Yeah.
Marijuana from
skunkweed?
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Really pure, a lot of high THC levels. It tastes kind of a little bit, I don't know.
God, your eyes are just lighting up. Man,
I've never looked so alive to you.
It's amazing. We've been on the air almost 2 hours. This is the first time he seemed fully awake in the entire time.
So 1 kilo sells for $20,000 to $30,000.
Wow.
1 kilo of hydro. So the 100 kilos that they were going to distribute, that was $2 million to $3 million right there.
See, and I think that's what draws the former athlete in. That's what Nate said.
The
big money. I mean, there's very few, you know, million-dollar jobs out there, or deep into six-figure jobs out there, and these guys think...
Well, Mike always seems to land one, so... how much do you make, Mike, over there at Channel 4?
38.5.
That's stolen from me. That's my line. That's the figure I always give. UT has been named the number one party school in America. UT Austin. By Playboy magazine.
A great song.
Yeah, he sang this at a wedding once.
I still love this song.
It's a great song.
Rick Perry is singing this on my website this morning. If you'd like to go to GordonKeith.com, yes. So Playboy is going to go to Austin on April 22nd. They're going to host a party there honoring the school's accomplishment of being the number one party school. And so, if you're a student down there, you're invited and you can mix with playmates and Playboy models and all that stuff.
That sounds like trouble.
Sounds pretty kick-ass. That's what college is all about.
You have the whole list, or do you not want to go into the whole list?
I do not have the whole list, Mike, but I'm sure you're curious, aren't you?
That's all right.
See what campuses he wants to troll through later.
Yeah. Boy, I've never seen a TV guy troll for
troll the college campus
women more than Mike Ducey.
It's the party in the USA.
There he's singing.
Said that, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mike.
I have to learn these exact
what the
words.
What's going on?
But
come on,
I don't know them exact.
Belt it out for
exactly.
Us.
Exactly.
This is Bassett.
Hopped in the club in LAX, dream in a cardigan.
What else we got?
Rick Perry, you know, his. Speaking of Rick Perry, who is on GordonKeith.com today, he's proposing that we abandon traditional textbooks and we should go all online textbooks.
Adios, mofo.
Think this is a good idea?
Maybe.
I don't know how they're going to implement this, but
you have to buy
I think
a lot of computers.
Once kids associate that, hey, you know, your textbook is just online, they're going to be on all kinds of sites getting misinformation. I mean, all you have to do is put up a fake textbook that looks kind of like the format of your textbook and
yeah.
trick it up and put funny stuff in there. And we'll somehow find some way to make this thing an idiot parade.
Well, it's easier to ban certain reading material just online.
Here's Mike's rant.
I'm just saying.
Here's Mike's rant.
None of that inconvenient hard copy out there. You can just, you know, Big Brother can just kind of reach into the intraweb and just...
Yeah,
erase certain things as though they never happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mike hates creationism.
Don't like the feel of this.
And
I'm saying it could happen. It could happen on both ends of the political spectrum.
Why do you always push your atheist agenda?
Oh my gosh!
Why
you stop it?
That's
with
all
that?
He's been about.
He has never pushed.
Hey,
that
can
again.
I fill in for Craig when I'm gone? I have some more atheist agenda.
God.
That's the only reason you appear on this station.
So crazy, Gordon. I don't know what you mean. No idea what you mean.
Look at him.
Really?
Look at the godless wonder Mike Ducey over there.
I'm sorry, Mike.
All right.
Five major U.S. airlines are committing to not charging a fee for the carry-on bag. They band it together and say, okay, we're not going to do this like that Spirit Airlines did.
Brave of them, isn't it? Courage.
You all right, Mike? You know, she just had a little seat problem there. They've done a few dozen test flights over the... You're right, George?
I'm fine.
That was your trumpet there, I heard.
Me. That was a drop. Stupid Jer.
Uh-oh, that's Jer. Jer, you sound like you're...
Oh, I'm not
you
doing
sound like about this?
I'm okay.
That there's a...
Is it Gordon?
There's a bit
sound
of a problem.
I'll be okay.
Well, could you move the mic a little bit
that's
away from
that's why we have
your...
this drop. So,
sorry, it's very sensitive. Hang on, let me move it a little.
Made that.
You think this is good radio, Mike?
No way.
Think this is high-level stuff?
Coverage with the board ops flatulence.
Because he did this on the air
still
once.
Going.
We carried it, and it's a drop now.
So this,
like
Gordon actually
seconds.
Made that sound.
Yeah, with his mouth.
Okay, I was going to say, how did he make it?
Well, yeah. He was squatting over the mic.
That's so stupid. I remind you, my grandmother's in the hospital listening to us.
Then stop doing
and I told her I'd
like
hit a home
that.
Run for her today.
Well, yeah,
listen
really,
what you're doing.
And the
you're
sick
like
thing about you,
bone right
the
now.
Sick thing about you is there's no grandmother, there's no hospital, and the fact that you know,
would
okay.
bring up her name like
disgust
that.
Me.
All right, so they did a few dozen test flights over Europe. You know, Europe's claiming they can't have air travel because of the Icelandic volcanic ash.
Yeah.
So they did a few test flights, and they didn't the planes didn't gum up or anything like that, and they were able to fly pretty well. Of course, that didn't stop Barack Obama from canceling his visit to the funeral of the Polish president. Yeah, Barack canceled his trip over there. He was going to go to the, you know, the Polish president that died in a plane crash himself, not related to volcanic ash. So he dies, and all these heads of state are heading to Poland for the funeral. Well, Barack's people said that our president isn't going there.
He's too good.
And you know what he did instead? He played 18 holes of golf.
He plays more golf than Bush, doesn't he?
He does. This was the 32nd time that Obama has played golf since taking office.
How about that?
In January of 2009.
Cut the president some slack.
Now, in Bush's 8 years in office, he played golf just 24 times. And Obama's already on his 32nd time playing golf. And you know why Bush quit, right? Do you remember this, Mike?
I don't remember that, Gordon. Why did he quit?
He quit because he was out playing in golf in Crawford, and he received some bad news of an Iraqi attack that, you know, had killed many servicemen and so on, and he just said that he felt it was inappropriate. Here he's out playing golf while we're at war, and he felt weird about that, and he didn't want grieving families to see him playing golf, and he just thought it was bad form for the president to be playing golf while we're at war.
And now you're going to ask me what I think of that.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's up to every president's conscience, every president's conscience to decide, you know, where he feels it's appropriate to be in terms of recreation.
It's a cop out.
No, he didn't know what he's saying.
You can't chain yourself to the Oval Office, that is. But, you know, there are certain places where it's appropriate for a president to be, certain places where it's not.
God, and, he's a master at saying nothing in a lot of words.
I'm behind it all.
I'm behind it all.
Huh. I told you to know where he's going to end up.
Let's George, what do you think? You give Obama a thumbs up, thumbs down.
I think if you want to go play golf and the president's, no big deal. I really don't.
Even when you're skipping out on a funeral?
If you're missing a funeral for golf, then yeah.
I mean, he's saying that he couldn't fly over there, but still, if you're missing the funeral...
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have played at that point.
Probably shouldn't be playing golf. Toyota's going to pay that $16.4 million fine for not reporting to the government the sticky pedal issues that they had after they waited like 4 months to inform the government of it. Lucy Baines Johnson, she is the youngest daughter of LBJ. She is up at the Mayo Clinic, 62 years old, been diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disorder that affects the nervous system, causes paralysis. Mm. She's being treated up there for that. Carrie Underwood made history by being the first woman to win Entertainer of the Year twice. She won, yeah.
Oh, the award last night, the American
Academy of Country Music.
Randy Rogers was ripped off last night.
Whoops.
Lady Antebellum got it. All right, birthdays.
And what we're going to talk about, is she gay?
All right, well, hurry.
Well, you want to just talk about that in the corner? We can do that. We're talking about Oprah Winfrey. There's this new Oprah Winfrey book out written by Kitty Kelly. Mm-hmm. And she talks about Oprah's sexuality. And we'll have quotes from you. From you? We'll have quotes from you, America. So let us hear from you.
George's thoughts on Oprah's sexuality. That's coming up at 7:33.
Right. Mike Ducey, is Oprah Winfrey gay? Mike Ducey is Oprah Winfrey gay.
I'll answer at 9:15.
Okay, 9:15 today. Mike's going to go off and go unplugged. Mike likes to go unplugged from time to time.
Is she gay? I don't know.
Uh-oh, there he is making fun of Hanson.
All right, birthdays.
Birthdays today.
Hey, I'm openly gay.
Hold on, George. Eleanor Donahue is 73.
Fart.
She's from Father... No, close. Father Knows Best.
Stop killing us with drugs.
Tim Curry is 64.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hip hop mogul Suge Knight, 45.
Willie.
Ashley Judd is 42.
She's a good.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Taylor from Two and a Half Men is 38.
Kiss my ass.
Jeez. Actor James Franco is 32.
Who gives a flying?
Oh, George, hold it. Kate Hudson, 31 years of age, and
suck on that one.
Okay. And Hayden Christensen is 29.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Now we're up to date.
See, I always assumed that these were drops, but George is actually saying them every time.
You're witnessing.
Got a lot of hot sports
opinions.
Boom,
boom. Rapid fire.
All right, thank you, Gordo. Up next, a very awkward moment with with Jeff Gordon.
This is Sports Radio.